This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ESPN on the phone.
On the phone
from his home.
On WIV.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Breaking Eagles news: Eagles hire Kevin Petullo to be offensive coordinator to discuss that. And actually a couple of other important things. The Go Birds podcast own Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how are you, buddy?
What up? How you guys doing?
We're ESP. We're good, man.
We had
this whole topic ready to go about Saquon, and then the news gets announced. So I would ask you if you were surprised by the hire, but I'm sure you're not surprised by the hire. What do you think about the hire, and are you surprised they didn't interview anybody else?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple ways to look at this. And the first I would say is, like, I've been pretty clear. I didn't like the idea of promoting from within. I think this was a chance to get somebody from outside the building that would give a fresh set of eyes on the team, get fresh ideas. Like, Kevin Petullo was already in the building. He was there last year. He's been there every year. Nick's been there. But he was there last year when they were building the offense. He was there in 2023. So I think there is a negative to not bringing somebody from outside the building. That being said, like, I do think there are positives to this as well. Kevin Petullo will offer some continuity.
I think there are positives.
I mean, do you want me to give my opinion?
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. So I think there are positives to this too. Like, he was on the sideline for last year. So there's that level of continuity. You do avoid a potential, like, issue with Nick's guy leaving or Nick not feeling like his guy's ever going to get promoted. So you do get that. That being said, like, it would not have been my choice. I think Kevin Petullo is a good coach. When I've been around him, he seems like a bright guy. But this is not the path I would have gone.
Are you surprised they didn't interview anyone?
Well, if you know he's the guy, I do think there is a benefit in just promoting him. Like, now, that being said, I think there's also a benefit of waiting 2 weeks, interviewing a bunch of guys, getting ideas, talking to people, and then Petullo's already there. Like, that's the thing about promoting from within. He is there. He's on the staff. He's been there. So, like, he's not going anywhere. So I think it would have been beneficial to interview other people. But I guess there is something to be said for just being steadfast. And this is the guy they wanted, and this is the guy they got.
Elliot Shore Parks with us talking about the Eagles' hire of Kevin Petullo as offensive coordinator. Now, do you think that the Saints have not named offensive coordinator yet? Do you think that they were potentially worried that the Saints could hire Petullo as OC?
So I think they're going to hire Doug Nussmeier. I think that's probably who they've always wanted. Doug Nussmeier is Kellen Moore's guy, much like Nick is. Much like Kevin Petullo is Nick's guy, Doug Nussmeier is Kellen Moore's guy. So maybe, I mean, Kellen Moore seems to have been pretty impressed by all the Eagles coaches he was around, considering he's interviewing all of them and has hired a few of them. But no, I think that was always going to be Doug Nussmeier.
Mm-hmm. I'm just to me, the not interviewing anyone is like a little high on your own supply stuff. Is a little, we can't make mistakes. We don't need to know. We know that this guy's good. I don't know. There's no other offensive coordinator jobs available, as far as I know, aside from the Saints job. And if Nussmeier's going to get that, there's nowhere for Petullo to go. I don't know what the harm is in telling him, sit tight. You are the front runner. We have to do our due diligence. Having those conversations with people who around the league you may be interested in, and then coming to the decision afterwards. And look, maybe you don't think anybody's going to shock you, but maybe somebody walks in the door and is just blows you away, and you're like, here's an opportunity to bring a guy like this into our building. We wouldn't have had it before.
Yeah, so I agree with that. I will say, like, people around the league talk, and if it's known Petullo's going to get the job, you know, maybe they have difficulty having people come in here and interview, you know, if they know that, like, they're not going to get the job. So there's that aspect to it. But I just think ultimately this hire will come down to, like, how much new can Kevin Petullo bring to the table, right? I mean, he described himself as part head coach, part offensive coordinator at the Super Bowl. Nick described it as, I don't do anything pretty much without asking Kevin Petullo about it. So while I get that it's a new role, and I'm sure he'll have, you know, he'll say he has new ideas and he's not Kellen Moore and he's not Nick Sirianni, I get that. Like, he himself painted himself as a very, very important figure in the building. So I think adjusting next year is going to be so big. We saw in 2018 and 2023 how stale things got. And I know they're different situations. And in all honesty, like, Jalen Hurts is probably the offensive coordinator if we want to be real about, like, how things are going to go on Sunday. But I just have a hard time believing he has new ideas that haven't been implemented. Because if they were good ideas, they probably were already implemented last year.
Well, maybe it was his idea to go to the run game the way that they did.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. Here's what I do know. I know that we're on the outside and we can't do anything but speculate. And that's part of our job, so I'm not blaming us for doing what we're doing. But this is the same organization that if the decision was going the other way, there would be a vote of confidence being put out there with the Eagles. So I'm a little surprised that that same vote of confidence isn't there with this hire. Well, they've known him. What's the point of playing charades with other coaches if you already know who you like and who you want to hire? And now that I think about the way this sort of played out, and I think back to some of the comments from the Super Bowl week or what have you, when Nick speaking about Kevin Petullo talking to you and basically making it known that he wants the job, this makes me believe this is weeks old news. Like, this isn't something that just happened. This makes me believe that they had to have a succession plan in place. They must have gotten a feeling that Kellen Moore was going to get that job in New Orleans, right? I mean, New Orleans flew out here to meet with him. Out there, they already interviewed him. That was before the NFC Championship game, I believe. Right? Or was it? It may have been the Rams game that they did. I just know they did it before the Super Bowl. So he seemingly was the favorite candidate to get that head coaching job. And that being the case, I'm pretty sure they've had internal discussions about what his moves were going to be moving forward. He must have let them know that he wanted to bring Doug with him because that's his guy. So if I'm taking him with me to be my OC, they know it's an OC spot that's going to open up. And they must have been okay with this decision. And I'm good with that. It doesn't seem like it's a knee-jerk reaction. It doesn't seem like they got caught with their pants down like with the Jonathan Gannon situation, and then they had to go hire Sean Desai, who I'm not sure they really wanted as the defensive coordinator. Seemed like they wanted Matt Patricia initially, and that response wasn't a good one, so they pivoted to something else. At least it seems like this is something that they were aware of, and they aren't just acting out of desperation right now. They may just be fully confident in Kevin Petullo.
Well, I think they definitely are. And yeah. I think what you just said is true. Like, they have known about, I think they've known this for weeks. Like, Kellen Moore, they knew was going to leave. Obviously, Petullo's in the building. I think if they didn't want Petullo to be the guy, like, they would have done what Spike is suggesting, which is interview a bunch of people and hire from outside the building, even if that meant they're behind the eight ball because of the timing of it. Mm-hmm. Like, if they didn't think Petullo was the guy, he would not be the guy. So that's obviously clear from that. I just, again, it's going to come down to, like, will he be able to help this team adjust? Like, because next year, like, every team is studying the Eagles now. And I think they're definitely in a way better spot than they were in, you know, 2023. They're not coming off losing the Super Bowl. I think Jalen's a better quarterback
and
now.
And the talent around him is better. This is a more talented overall team.
For sure. All that is true. I just, like, again, I think you have to view it two ways. Like, I just don't like promoting from within. I thought this was a golden opportunity to bring someone from outside the building. But once you move past that, I think if we were another market and it was another team, and you said that team hired the top assistant from the Super Bowl winning Eagles, like, mm-hmm. you would say, okay, that's a good hire. Let's see what he can do. Like, he's obviously has a good offensive mind. All those things are true. He's just already there. So I just hope this doesn't result in them getting stale. And because it has in the past when they promoted from within. Now it's different situations. I get all that. But Kevin has been in all these meetings. So mm-hmm. maybe he'll have new ideas. We'll see. But they're going to need new ideas next year. So now it's up to Nick and Kevin. And that's the other part of this too. This time last year, we were talking about the offense getting ripped away from Nick. What does he do? He's a puppet. Like, they don't trust him. I mean, this is a big time like endorsement of Nick, because not only do they promote Nick's guy, and, you know, I'm sure he has a very similar offensive philosophy to Nick since they've worked together for so many years. They then also hire a former Colts guy that worked with Nick to be the new passing game coordinator. So this is, you know, a year ago, it was, you know, they don't trust Nick. Why are they even keeping him? Now it's like big time doubling down on Nick.
Yeah, as it should be.
Elliot Shore Parks joining us.
Super Bowl winning coach.
So, Elliot, we have two other quick issues to work with you on. The first one is an Elliot issue, and the second one's a Jack Fritz issue. Are you ready for this?
Important issues.
Yeah. So,
more important issues.
So, I on my way home last night, I listened to the Go Birds podcast where you explained the cap situation for the Eagles. And by the way, I endorsed listening to it. I thought it was informative. Good job. However, there was a moment in this podcast that I believe is the most ridiculous Elliot take of all time. Here it is for everyone to listen to.
The Eagles are able to change contracts. They are able to cut big signing bonus checks. And Howie Roseman's a genius at finding loopholes. So while I think I have a pretty good knowledge of the cap after 12 years of covering them, and I've said before, like, watching Howie manipulate the cap really does truly make me think if an NFL team hired me, I could be a good general manager. Like, it's almost like I've got to learn from Howie. So I do think I have a good understanding of it.
Elliot, did I hear that clearly? You believe if you're hired because you've covered Howie Roseman, if you were hired to be general manager, you could be a good general manager in the NFL right now.
Yeah, the only issue I would have is connections. Like, I don't have the
role
that Howie does. But if I got the number, and I'm sure I could get him once I had the job. Absolutely. No. I mean, I know you think it's ridiculous, but I don't see why it is. Like, if I got to cover you doing your job for 10 years, don't you think you would say I would learn during that and I would see how you did it?
It doesn't mean you could do my job.
I think, first of all, I do think it means that. If I essentially followed
you. Do you think Ruben Frank could also be a good GM, and Bo Wolf and Zach Berman and Jeff McClain, they could all just be good GMs because they covered Howie?
Well, I think I have a better football eye than them, but yes, okay. I do think that they would. Yes, I do, for sure. I mean, I can tell you when I'm like.
You're a psychopath.
Look, when I am at league events and I'm talking to other beat writers about things, I can just tell I know more than they do about the cap and, like, you know, dummy years and stuff like that. Like, guys that cover teams that don't do these things don't know about them.
So why isn't every general manager in the NFL good?
Well, I think they're all good, but it's a hard job. It's obvious. I'm not saying
right.
It would take.
Well, they're not all good.
We'll see. Like, but I'm definitely qualified to do it. That doesn't mean I do an outstanding job. But I certainly, having covered Howie, have learned the right way to run a team. Would you not agree with that?
No.
Why?
I would, because doing the job. I can watch the Phillies. It doesn't mean I can do Bryce Harper's job, even if
but
I studied him.
Well, first of all, there's a physical element to that.
Yeah, that's been a player.
Yeah, so that was a bad example. But what I would say is, like, you are more qualified to run the Sixers, I would say, than most people in the city. You
and
follow them closely.
Yes, but still not qualified to do so.
But do you feel like you could be a GM in basketball?
No!
Come on, Spike.
Why? Absolutely not. I couldn't do it. It's too hard.
I disagree.
There's way more that goes into
it. You understand the cap, though.
I do.
You understand the cap?
I do.
Your eye for talent isn't all that great, but you got
it's pretty good.
Yeah,
now,
you understand the cap, though.
Making me think maybe you couldn't.
All right.
So maybe, never mind. I'll take that back, actually. Of course I could be a GM.
Good GM. Yeah. You said you could be a good GM right now.
If I had 5 years to run a team, I guarantee you by the fifth year they would be in a better spot.
That is a lot different.
My God. They'd be where?
Well, I would need time. I'm not saying in my first year, but yes, I absolutely think my time covering the Eagles has qualified me that I could help a team out.
Okay. All right.
He believes it, too.
I know he does. You're out of your mind. Okay. So final question, and this isn't a question. I learned, and I just thought you as a social media superstar, as an influencer, would have some opinion on this. So I logged onto Twitter when I got to work, and then I saw that Jack tweeted that he had, there's a new High Hopes pod today.
Right.
And I didn't see him tweet it. Somebody tagged me in the tweet. And I went to respond to it, and it said, you cannot respond to that person because they blocked you. And I thought to myself, so I thought the listener or the person who tagged me had blocked me. And then I went to Jack's Twitter page, and I saw that not only is Jack not following me on Twitter, Jack has blocked me on Twitter.
He's not following you?
He's not following me.
And he's blocked you?
And he's blocked me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, Elliot, just a little insight into, first of all, should I be, because I'm insanely offended by this.
You should be.
Because I really don't tweet that much anymore, really, I don't.
We're on the show together.
But we're, like, I talk to Jack and Ike more than any humans on Earth. More than, I would say more than most people. More than most people talk to anybody on Earth.
Right, yeah.
Should I be offended by this? And could there be any particular way where this is okay?
Well, first, I'm offended I'm not in these group chats. I would love to join these group chats, Ike and Jack. But, I mean, look, I certainly would never block either of you two. I can tell you that, of all the guys at the station. So yeah, I mean, it's a bold move by Jack. I mean, he obviously must not like you joking on air about him not doing anything. I don't see why, like, about how he's at home.
Right,
not, you know,
right. So
like
it's that, the paternity it's leave thing. He's gotten sensitive like over that.
I feel like this is about him tweeting Phillies and you saying on air that's not okay.
Oh. Well, he's on paternity leave. I thought he was taking care of his kid, not dreaming about Aiden Miller.
But here's the rookie move by Jack. Is like, you can just see it anyway. Blocking people is pointless now.
Yes.
Right? So
yes.
He was always going to, you were always going to find out about this to an extent, but it wouldn't even have the desired impact.
Yeah. And so, by the way, even if I wasn't able to see it, there's enough people that listen to the show that would tell me that it happened, even if he blocked me. I just think this
and
is.
You could just sign in all your burners if you had to.
I don't have a bunch of burners, but I could just sign in the rights to Ricky account or something like that. I could certainly see his tweet.
You know what I thought you had circled? On his tweet, I thought you had circled the blue check mark.
No, I had circled
it. So that's what I thought initially.
No. Yeah.
I didn't know he had a blue check mark. When did he pay for a blue check mark?
I pay for one, too.
Oh,
you can tweet longer videos. Yeah. And
oh, okay.
They promote your tweets better. It's if you do
How
our
do you
job.
Think I write all my articles on Twitter.
Yeah, you can do a longer tweet.
Oh, yeah,
you can
Elliot,
do longer
videos. I'm the only one who didn't get a blue check mark.
I pay for it. If the 10 bucks a month, then I waste $10 a month on a lot of dumber stuff than that.
Money well spent.
Yeah, I think
okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
And lest anyone think that this is a bit, this is not a bit. I saw it today and I was, part of me laughed and then part of me was annoyed because I've been texting with Jack today. He never mentioned to me that he was mad about anything, which by the way is a very Jack move
that
to passive aggressively
yes,
do it.
Yes, for
hasn't
sure.
mentioned it
Definitely.
To me. So I guess the question to you, Elliot, to you, Ike, to you, Buzz, and to you, the listener, should I block Jack back? Should I be offended? Because I'm offended by it.
Well, you've already made it known you're offended. So I feel like blocking him is kind of
it's
pointless.
It's pointless.
Okay.
And plus,
if
I need us
me,
to.
I would have pretended I didn't care. But that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need us to move past this at some point.
Well,
so we can't be blocked by each other.
Right. And then talk to each other
for six hours a day. Yeah. What are we doing here? So, yes, I didn't even know he had you blocked.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Until this morning.
Well, you could just do it. You could block him on his next paternity leave.
Yes. Yeah. How many is he going to do for this kid?
Why would he just mute you?
I have no idea. Yeah, muting me is much easier. That way I would never know.
You would never know.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
But he wanted me to know. He must have wanted me to know.
He wanted you to know.
And he couldn't just tell me.
He was going to be on air, too.
By the way.
There's no way he blocked you without thinking it wouldn't be on air.
I know to a lot of people who think that I am hard ass or whatever, I am very understanding in a personal sense, off air. So if Jack had come to me and he had said, yo, the paternity leave thing, really, it bothers me. I'm sorry. It makes me feel bad.
Right.
I probably would have laid off him. This just means I gotta go harder.
Turn it up.
I gotta turn it up. Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm excited to hear what Honest Jack has to say about it
yes.
if we ever get a chance to hear his side of it.
Well, Honest Jack will join us tomorrow on the WIP afternoon
I can't
show.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. Well, you can get the go. You will you do an emergency Go Birds about this, about the Kevin Pitullo?
As soon as I get off with you guys, I'll record an emergency pod and then we'll have the daily at 4 a.m. tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah. Plenty of stuff for
man, time. Support the hire.
Wow.
I'll try.
I mean,
I'm sure the worm will get to me soon.
Well, I already heard your point now. Good stuff. By the way, you argued with Ike. There was no continuity yesterday.
Yep.
You
I
said there is no
continuity. I agree with myself from yesterday. I was just trying to point out the positives to not be a complete buzzkill.
Right.
I said this was not the decision I would make.
Okay. So. All right. That's
he's conflicted.
When I'm GM, you won't find me promoting.
Yeah, sir. That's a good point. Yeah, everyone who works, if you ever get hired by Elliot when he's GM, just know you're not getting promoted.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It'll be a great work environment.
All right. There he is. Elliot Shore-Parks. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. There was a good explainer yesterday on the Eagles salary cap situation. And Elliot did a good job of explaining how the Eagles are able to do what they do and what they can do moving forward. So that one was good. The comment about him being a good GM is a psychotic comment, but you can get that podcast wherever you
get
your
podcast. He started feeling good because he got into those numbers. He was like, man, I could do this.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what's going on.
And by the way, he didn't understand it even that well. It wasn't like he said the end of everything was basically like this. And if how he can't do it, he can just work his magic. I don't know how he does that. Well, how do you work your magic, Elliot? You don't even know how it works. Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles hire Kevin Pitullo. The thing to be offensive coordinator, the thing that is bothering me is that they did not interview anyone else, which to me feels like they think they know better than anyone. To not
do
your due diligence, you have to get that information, I think. So 215-592-9494. Also, coming up next, one of your favorite segments on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Rhodes!
Flyers and 50 with Rhodes! So we have that big, is USA Canada tonight?
Or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Big hockey game up in Boston.
Big hockey game.
Four nations.
Our new country rivals, Canada. I thought it was China and Russia. It turns out it's Canada. So we'll talk to
Brodes. We actually get Canada if we win the game.
Yes, 51st state. Those are the stakes. So Brodes joins us next along with your calls. This is WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.